Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It is that time of year. But it's the only time we're going to hear this, right? Okay.
Or every Thursday at noon.
Yeah.
I like it, personally. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy.
It should be like a part of the national anthem.
Include it.
Yeah.
Throw it in there at the end.
Yeah.
We haven't spruced it up in a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remix.
I'm all for,
to all kinds of stuff.
I'm all for it, dog.
The remix to the Star Spangled Banner.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it, dog.
Okay. Me too.
Shout out to my boy Samson. He's turning 12 today. Super excited, dog. He looked like he got taller when he came downstairs this morning to give me a hug.
I don't see him. You know, I see him a few times a year. I see a lot of pictures, but.
Yeah, man.
He's getting big.
Yeah, he's getting big, man. He is. And so he's very, very excited about turning 12, man. And he's like, he wants to go to Cheesecake Factory. So we're at Cheesecake Factory for dinner. He gets his cell phone.
Cool.
We finally got him a cell phone and everything. And it's so funny because like mama went and picked it up and everything. And so mama like already got it like I'm like, you might be the way your mama got this thing, all these restrictions on it, you might not like want a damn phone. You know what I mean? But yeah, he's super duper excited. And he came like, I had to leave early because I had to get a haircut. And I was like, hey, he said, hey dad, my phone here? Well, I said, I don't know what you're talking about, dog. He's like, y'all gonna get rid of the phone, dad? I was like, I don't know what your mama got you.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I didn't say that.
That's
said,
a birthday
I was like, I don't know what you got. I mean, you ain't happy. We got you the balloons.
Yeah,
what about your balloons in there? They're nice. And
we're going to go to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, we're going to go to Cheesecake Factory tonight. That's your birthday.
We'll sing to you. It'll be great.
That's your birthday gift. So he's like, dad, you serious? It's like, yeah, dog. Yeah, I didn't get you no phone, man. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're asking
the wrong dog. Go ask your mama, man. So he's going to be ultra excited, man. He is amped and everything. But 12 years old, man. It's just like my brother Tobias texted, damn, you getting old. I'm a year older than you. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm getting old. Okay, 12. I mean, I am old. I got three kids in college.
Yeah,
well, about to be three kids in college. I got my oldest boy. He turns 21 next week.
What makes you feel older or younger, having kids in college or having a kid that's in preschool?
Having a kid in preschool.
That makes you feel young, right?
Yeah.
Can't be too old.
Yeah, man.
How can I be old? I got a kid in preschool.
Yeah, he's in preschool, man. But
yeah, you're old.
I mean, he's not in preschool yet. But no,
but
I mean,
preschool age. You know what I mean?
But then saying like. Like Bo's baby's in college, second baby in college. So I got three kids. I got two in college, one about to go to college. And I just think like, damn, I don't feel old. I know I'm old if you count the number. I'm one of them 40s.
Yeah, so then you're not.
But then I'm like, damn, I got three babies in college.
It's up to you.
Three babies in college and one that when he sits on the pot, he makes pee noises and don't pee. Yeah.
Three babies in college and one that isn't potty trained.
Yeah, one about to be 21.
Yeah.
Can buy me some liquor. And the other one makes pee-pee noises on the potty.
He's working on it. He's getting it. God, that's funny. Yeah, but here's the thing. You just nailed it.
Yeah.
You're as old as you feel.
Yeah, I agree.
How do you feel?
I feel good, man.
Then you're,
I told you, man, I'm going to need new vitamins, dog.
I know.
I'm feeling spry.
You got the new, like, good for your feet shoes you wear sometimes?
Man. I know, but I'm you know how you got to swing?
Not like, you know, not old guy good for your feet shoes, like running shoes.
Yeah, but it's starting to start winging myself off of them.
Why? You just got them.
I know, but it's starting to, because it's getting warm. Oh. I got to have these toes out, man. Got to have these soles breathe, man.
I bet you could get some good, like, supportive sandals. Like, Hoka makes a good slide.
If I ever, and there's nothing wrong with those shoes. Can you see Randy in Hokas?
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, close my eyes right now. Okay. In my mind's eye. There he is, 6'4", you know, got his Brave shirt on and some nice tie-dye Hokas. You know, for arch support.
Yeah, I understand all that, but no.
I got some.
I know you do. You look good in them. But they're just a certain type of guy, blue. They don't wear them.
What type of guy is that?
Like, Bo don't have none. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
So then what type of guy are you guys?
Guys that don't wear Hokas?
Or smaller shoes.
What type of guy am I?
Do you like cushiony shoes?
Yeah, I do like cushiony shoes. Yeah, it does give me an extra.
Like, I put
on a Hoka. I'm damn near 6 feet tall. Damn
you
near.
Feel that, though?
I do. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Falcons news. They've restructured a couple of contracts. Kind of knew they were going to do this.
Yeah, I thought they did it already.
Thought they did it already? Yeah. Then when I saw the news this morning, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess they hadn't. But anyway, A.J. Terrell and Chris Lindstrom have both restructured their contracts. That saves the team a combined $20 million, frees up $12 million in cap space, and now allows them to
sign their draft picks. Yeah, I don't think it's nothing.
Sign their draft
picks. I mean, unless you want to get like one of these guys that'll be a depth piece. Yeah, this is mainly for your draft picks and everything like that. You might have some money left over. You never know how.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of draft picks.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. You don't know how this summer's going to go.
Yeah.
As far as maybe you got to add a guy here, add a guy there. But no,
to me, that's what it feels like.
I don't think, like, to me, this does not feel like they're going in the business for somebody.
I don't think so. I mean, at a certain point in the offseason, you just kind of have to free up a little bit of money. Not only to sign your draft picks, but also just in case something happens in training camp.
Yeah.
You know, like last year at the end of the, you know, we were in Flowery Branch when we got the news about
Matthew Judon.
And then I think it was the next day or later that week that it was Tyler Simmons. So, so that's kind of what it is.
Yeah,
it's a little insurance money for the summer.
Nothing big.
I know. Wouldn't it be cool if it was more like Trey Hendrickson.
If you could find a way to
soon to be Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, man. If you could find a way to get it done.
I would love that.
Yeah, but I don't think Cincinnati's doing it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. To me, it seems like Cincinnati, they're trying to work on some deal to get it structured where, I mean, they're not going to have money they got to hit on all the draft picks.
They're going to have.
And they got to draft every player on defense.
They're going to have only rookies and those four guys.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know, maybe he forces it. I know he's trying to force it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot both going to be at the Ohio State Pro Day today. That makes sense. They got a lot of guys that are going to go into the NFL.
And I'm sure there's somebody I'm not even thinking about. I was like, who the hell would they be up there going to see?
JT Tuimoloau.
And he's a pass rusher.
He's a pass rusher.
Penn State, probably a second round. Penn State that had like six sacks in the Penn State game or something like that.
He's one of those guys that, like, if you watch the right games, you'd be like, well, that guy's going in the top 10.
Yes.
But then if you watched all the games, you'd be like, is he hurt a lot and doesn't play?
Yes.
Probably the most inconsistent, like, really good player in the country.
So he would be a second-round pick for the Falcons.
Yeah. And then hopefully they can find a way to make him consistent. Yeah. What's that linebacker? The guy that had the strip sack, whatever, in the playoff game?
I know what you're talking
about. Jack Sawyer.
Oh, no, Jack Sawyer.
I don't think
people look at Jack Sawyer fourth or fifth guy.
Okay, third
day. They don't like, he doesn't have NFL twitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever the hell that means.
There you go. That sounds like something you heard somebody say.
He doesn't
have
NFL twitch.
All right, here's the general manager of the Vikings, whose name is Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. I can say it.
Yeah.
Talking about their quarterback situation.
At every checkpoint, whether it's been the draft process or practice until the injury or really the offseason now, he's met the bar. He's exceeded our expectations at every point. And so I don't have the ability to tell you what the future is, but I can tell you what I expect to be the outcome.
Why are y'all doing this?
You could tell us he's the starter and stop all this crap.
I don't understand why they're doing this.
I don't either.
You know, and to me, are they Like, are they holding this door open for, like, are they, there it is right here. Because they said that he's healthy. Because remember, everybody was like, he tore the meniscus. Well, he's healthy. Mm-hmm. He's ready to roll.
Right.
So are they looking at it from the standpoint, we're going to see how the spring goes?
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe they want to keep the door open for a veteran quarterback
in case. They're going to sign a veteran quarterback.
Right.
But are they looking at Aaron as that veteran? Because Aaron is going to be the starter if you bring him in.
Right. He's going to start.
And the biggest thing with me is Pittsburgh, what are y'all waiting on? I mean, I think Pittsburgh is waiting on Aaron.
Right.
But if he goes somewhere else, Pittsburgh's asked out. And I don't care what I don't care what nobody say. They are not looking forward to going into the season with Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback.
No, you'd have
Give me a break.
You'd have your end to the Mike Tomlin's never been under 500.
Give me a break.
That dude's not winning 9 games.
Because they had him in a building before, Andy, so they're comfortable.
Well, I'm glad they know him, and that's great, but they also saw him play. It didn't go good.
Thank you.
Speaking of guys who it hasn't gone well when they've played recently, he's got a new slogan.
Oh, God.
He's got a new slogan. Here he is, Mr. Unlimited in New York.
What's up, guys? Russell Wilson here, quarterback of the New York Giants. Man, I'm so excited to be here. Make sure we make this happen. Let's do whatever it takes. Go Big Blue.
There it is.
Well, I saw the picture yesterday. Him and CR, they went in to sign the contract and everything. Looked fun, looked good. He was at the Madison Square Garden, threw the ball up in the crowd and everything. He's living life now. He's living now.
Are they really doing, like, I didn't know that he was that level still.
Yeah, they were caught signed at Madison Square last night.
Because, like, not everybody that signs
they
gets
the Clippers.
To, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he autographed it, threw it in the stands.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Did he do that on his own?
No, they tossed him the ball.
Oh, they had him there.
Yeah, they had a ball. He signed it. So it must have been something. So he signed it. Him and CR had them glasses on the whole day. Yeah, he had the shades on and everything. Right. Looking nice.
She was.
Looking real nice.
She usually does.
Yes, she does. And so, yeah, Russ said he is he said he's the starter.
Yep. Said he expects to be.
He expects to be the starter. Yeah. So is that something? Is that something that, is that what they told you? Or is this just the anticipation that you're going
to
be the starter?
He just expects to be.
Okay.
He expects to be.
Yeah, but they said he called all the receivers and talked to them. And what's my boy out of Tennessee, Hyatt?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jalen Hyatt.
He said that he has a lot of untapped potential.
Okay.
So Russ is going to tap
He's going to tap it.
Russ is going to tap it.
Tap Jalen Hyatt's potential.
There you go.
CeeDee Lamb is no longer allowed to do his nose wipe celebration,
yes.
Nor is anyone else, because other people do it too.
Yeah, but when they first started doing it, because –
We talked about it on the show.
Yeah,
because I didn't know what it was.
And we're like, was wiping your nose or something? I don't know. But then
people explained it to us.
Yeah, they told me what it was about because my son, Isaiah, did it. And I was like, what you doing?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that, dog?
You needed some clarity?
I need some more clarity from him about what it was. And so I was like, oh, okay.
Huh. Was it an actual nose wipe? Did that get?
That guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swing for the fences. With the Fence Authority, they've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah. The first down.
Yeah, like CeeDee Lamb does it. Yeah, so yeah, they don't want you to do it.
Yeah, because apparently from the thing that I read, it's a gang thing.
It's a gang thing.
Didn't know.
As the NFL, you know, they
according to the NFL.
According to the NFL, after they did their research 4 years later.
4 years later.
4 years later.
Dudes are doing that in the NCAA tournament 4 years ago.
Yeah, so yeah, now they did their research. We know the NFL, they move at their own pace.
You know, they're always on top
of
it.
Yeah, they move their own pace, and so, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, we're going to come back and talk some more Braves on opening day. Individual season expectations. What does success look like for player X? Maybe a hot take or two, just sort of like a prediction. Try to come up with something that maybe not everybody else is predicting. We'll do all that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.